Today is Friday, February 5th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome for Geeky Gay. This is what the Badoo? Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm not going to start over. Because I don't want to start over. So I'm just going to keep it as it is. Who needs to start over? So I want to start out by saying that there was a tweet from Laughing Buddha. And he sent me an article on arsenic in rice and how Arkansas and Louisiana and Texas are probably the worst states to get rice from. So I guess I'm good. I guess getting it from India or wherever. I don't know where the brand is that we buy. So I guess I should look on the package and see where it actually is from. For those of you who are just catching up, rice is poisonous. It's going to kill you. And you should stop eating it immediately. Also, potatoes are poisonous. And a lot less so than rice, apparently. Because you can just cut off the green parts of the potatoes and you should be fine. But we were talking about poisonous foods, basically. And this article is, bottom line is, this article is saying rice is dangerous. The FDA has put out warnings saying stop feeding rice to children. You're all going to get cancer or, I don't know, all these other diseases that you can get from arsenic and you're just going to die. And now I feel like I'm going down kind of a spiral. The thing is, and I know that a poison, a toxin that is in a food that you eat is different than, oh, you should really cut back on the number of eggs you eat because of cholesterol. Back in the day, people would say, oh, you have high cholesterol, you should really stop eating eggs. I don't think they say that as much anymore. But I'm still going to look at this similarly. My mom always used to tell me, son, if you do everything in moderation, everything that you do in moderation, eating, and I think this is a biblical thing, but she didn't quote a scripture, so I don't know. But she said, if you do it in moderation, that's how you should live your life. You just should not do things to extremes. You shouldn't eat 5 gallons of potatoes. You shouldn't eat, 50 bags of rice a day. All that kind of stuff. So I'm just going to have to look at it as everything has some poison in it because arsenic is in the ground and all plants are grown in the ground. And so that means there's a level of arsenic in just about everything that you eat that's grown. Beef will kill you. Chicken will probably kill you. There's probably some hormones in chickens that the chicken farmers add, and lamb probably has something wrong with it. Cows had mad cow disease. If you go hunting for deer, there are deer out there that have that wasting disease. You could get a bad deer and you could get wasting disease. I don't know. I'm just saying. I said the other day, ignorance is bliss. I'm going to say less so. Ignorance is bliss because I'm not going to stop eating rice. I also know that my diet Mountain Dew is probably going to cause cancer. But again, you have to live your life. There's a certain point at which you have to live your life. And so, I'm going to eat rice. Mark loves rice. It's the one thing I can fix and get right with his Asian culture. I know you guys aren't telling me to stop eating rice, but I'm just like, man, everything you eat, it's either bad for you or it's got some poison in it that's going to kill you eventually it's just my brain hurts. So bottom line is, thank you for the article. That has gone down a rabbit hole in which I'm not sure that I want to venture any further. I don't want to know. It's like, I don't want to know how many cricket parts are in my ketchup. I just want to eat the ketchup. If there's cricket parts in it, fine, extra protein. That's how I've got to think about it. A couple of you mentioned that I did not release a show yesterday. And thank you for doing that. I was just checking to see if you guys were paying attention. That's all. Not really. I forgot. So So to give a little bit of a rundown of what I did yesterday, after work, I recorded and then I went downstairs and cooked chili, and we eat our chili on rice. It's kind of funny that the day that I covered rice was the day that I made chili. But anyway, I made chili and we had it with rice and had it over rice because that's Mark likes to have things over rice. And I've done that for a long, even before I met Mark, I used to eat my chili on rice. I don't know why. I just started doing that at some point and decided I liked it. And I thought it was healthier than alternatives like eating Fritos with my chili. So there you go. I wonder if Fritos have arsenic in them. So I cooked, and then we went ahead and ate because I wanted to record with Archer for the Archer Gangbang. And so those of you who listen to Archer, you'll hear me on the gangbang episode last night. It wasn't much of a gangbang, though. It was just myself and Archer. And no matter how hard I try, I don't think a gangbang I make. There has to be, I was told there have to be four people. At least, because three is a threesome, two is just a couple, and you need at least four. And there were only two of us, so again, we did not make it. But I did that, and the thing is, I think I skipped a step. I finished work, I recorded, and then I went downstairs and I started cooking. But I thought I will post the show from my phone while I'm doing these other things, either while I cook or while I'm sitting on the couch watching TV, or maybe while I'm recording with Archer. But I was the only one, so other than him, so I had to fill the space and talk the whole time. So all of these are excuses to say, I got so busy last night that I knew I had recorded, and I completely forgot that I had not posted it. And I ended up, I'm going to talk about it more, but there was drama with the dog last night. And I'm, you know what? Actually, we have so much to talk about on Mix Minus tonight that I don't even have to, I can mention it here. I know Daniel doesn't like me to mention stuff here and then bring it up again on Mix Minus, so I try not to do that. But anyway, Sydney got her stitches out yesterday. And I had to brush her last night. She was supposed to have a bath today. She was supposed to get a bath today, and we don't trust the groomers. We need to make sure all the mats are out of her hair before she goes to the groomer because, you know, they do a good job, but if there's a mat there, it might get worse because when her hair gets wet, the mats get worse. So you really have to brush her before you give her a bath, and we're not sure if the groomer does that. So we always make sure, at the very least, we brush her the night before a bath. But we've been brushing her every night because this whole cone situation and the bandages, they had to put an IV in one leg for, I don't know, anesthesia or something. And then on the other leg, that was where she had this cyst or mole or whatever it was that got removed. And so there was stitches, and they had shaved part of her leg and then a bandage on that as well. And so, and we had a cone, you know, the cone around her neck, the stitches, the IV place where they put it. So her hair was a matted mess around her neck and both of those legs. And so every night this week, we've just been brushing. Mark spent an hour Monday night brushing Sydney. He got a ball of fur about the size of a coconut when he was done. And then I brushed her on Tuesday and probably got a ball of fur the size of a grapefruit. And then on Wednesday, he brushed her and got a ball of fur about the size of a peach. And then last night, it was my turn to brush her again. We were doing it every night so that by today, when she went to get a bath, she would have no mats, or at least very few. And so I started vigorously brushing her, thinking she was completely healed. They took the stitches out. So she starts crying, and I look down, and her wound had opened back up, and it was bleeding. Ugh. Now, I never touched her wound with the brush. But you know, when you're trying to get a mat out, sometimes you have to pull kind of hard to get the mat out of the dog's hair. And usually she just whines because she doesn't like to be brushed. I don't think it's really all that painful. I mean, who am I? But, you know, whatever, you know. And so I pulled too hard, and the skin around the wound was under pressure, and I didn't know. The doctor didn't warn us. I assumed that when the stitches came out, that meant everything was healed and it was as good as new. And so then I had to immediately stop brushing her and find a bandage because she was bleeding, not profusely, thank goodness, but she was bleeding. So I had to find a bandage, and it's in a weird spot on her leg that when she walks around, anything you put on her leg moves, and so it's hard to keep anything on there. So we got a big Band-Aid, like the Band-Aid brand bandages, and we were able to stick it to her fur, basically. And yeah, we had to put the cone back on her so she didn't lick it, and then I had to cancel her bath. So this morning, I had to cancel her bath, and I had to call the vet, and at 7:45 a.m., I took her back to the vet, and they said, oh, it looks like it's healing fine. Maybe a scab came off. We put some surgical glue, and that was it. I think it actually ripped open, but whatever. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.